Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.
Good evening. The show begins tonight, a conversation with Cliff May of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, reminding us that Hamas sees a ceasefire profoundly different than perhaps Americans want it to be seen. Hamas uses the word hudna. That means not peace. It means a rest break, a refreshing, a recruiting. The expectation is the jihad continues. Hudna. Watch for it. Javier Milei is in trouble. The election on the 26th of this month allows the Peronist coalition, still powerful, ambitious to get back their control of the Argentinian government. Have had successes recently, and the wobbly peso makes Milei look extremely vulnerable. The U.S. Treasury, Scott Bessent, and the President of the United States, eager to lend a hand, the IMF is watching. But right now, without dollarization, it's difficult to say that this can be solved. Mary Anastasia Grady talks to me about this matter and recommends floating the peso. Let the market find its level. Right now it's bouncing between $1,200, $1,400 a dollar, whatever the black market rate is. Milei is in trouble. But every crisis makes you stronger when you survive it, is the old proverb. Conversation with Anatole Levin from St. Petersburg. He's been traveling in Russia. He attended the Valdai conference in Sochi last week. Conversations with Vladimir Putin, his ambitions in Ukraine, and his anticipation of NATO escalating with Tomahawk missiles and perhaps blockading the shadow fleet that's carrying the oil to India and China. Anatole says there were many more Indian correspondents in attendance than last year, and more Chinese as well, not so many Westerners. But otherwise, the economy looks strong. He says you can hardly tell in Moscow and Petersburg there's a war on, but that ahead is a troubled economy with inflation kept in check by very high interest rates. However, it's important for Putin to maintain his popularity, which is why everybody working is a good thing for him. They're working on defense matters, of course. Evan Ellis at the U.S. Army War College comments on the trouble in Venezuela, big trouble, with the Senate moving in to constrain the president's ability to move against Maduro, the illegitimate president of Caracas. Colombia next door is destabilizing with a pretty much out of control and chemically dependent President Petro. In Ecuador, we have a report this day that there was an assassination attempt, really rocks being thrown by indigenous people at the motorcade of Daniel Noboa, the newly elected president. However, Ecuador is part of the narco-terrorism chain. All three nations are ripped by drug cartels. Tragedy is not going to be avoided. A lot of trouble. Mexico is the positive story, and Lula da Silva is imitating Claudia Sheinbaum as a Trump whisperer, meeting with the president on the sidelines at the UN General Assembly gathering, looking for more meetings at APEC. Lula da Silva does not want to be an adversary of the United States, and that is wise. Then release Bolsonaro would be the next rejoinder. We'll see. Maduro is very vulnerable. We'll see. Josiah Osgood, 2,000-year-old, 2,000-year travel in a time machine. Cicero's first case. Roscius, a farmer who was accused of murdering his father one late night in Rome. And the young Cicero takes on the case. Perry Mason, for the defense, rising to tell story after story, to call into question to the jury whether the scenario provided by the prosecutor, there were no DAs, there were no police, families did this or not. And the trial took place in the Roman Forum in front of a cheering and hooting and entertained crowd. The jurors were elites, senators. That was part of the reform process that had to go forward because the senators took care of themselves and a few came from a prominent family. Well, the book is wonderful. It takes us all the way through Cicero's career from fledgling defense attorney to prosecutor to taking on large corrupt interests such as the governor who plundered Sicily. Then a rich country filled with tapestries and artwork of the Greeks that Verus fancied. Through the dispute with Clodius, a very prominent family, Cicero got involved in all of them. And his final death, his final murder, his death was ordered by Mark Antony himself because Cicero had chosen the wrong side, well, right side, wrong side in the Civil War. I'd always known that Cicero had a skill for rhetoric and eloquence. Now I understand he was a colorful climber, a man who wanted to better himself, a new man, and he did. And then he got to the heights and chose the wrong side. Of course, crossing Mark Antony wouldn't have left you invulnerable because Mark Antony himself chose the wrong side when he opposed Octavian. The civil wars. Veronique Tirigi comments on Adam Michel of Cato and his simple formula, not cutting spending is a tax hike. Congress needs that emblazoned on the floor. Not cutting spending is a tax hike. More transfer funds leads to worse outcome in health and lifelong education and quality of life for your children. A job is the best way out of poverty, out of despair, and out of higher taxes. Chris Regal comments on DeepSeek's continued deception of its ability to match the best chips made by NVIDIA, TSMC, ASML. However, there's more to say about AI than just the Chinese imitations. There's investigation by Congress that some have been selling their technology to China anyway. Well, Chris tells me this is the second best technology, not the first rate stuff. China remains behind and will stay there because it doesn't believe in competition. One version of the quest to beat NVIDIA and TSMC. One version, not competition. Chris Regal tells me that he gets pitched by items every week, different companies trying different approaches. Most of them come to nothing. In there is the future. China doesn't have this model. It's called capitalism. Works. Got us here. Got us a giga data center in Memphis, Tennessee for Grok. And finally, a conversation about why we're going back to the moon, why we're going to Mars with Mark Whittington, who's written about these matters over many years. Mark is practical, common sense. It's for commercial enterprise, not for the government. Artemis is a dead end. They'll follow it if it works. Unlikely that it'll be out in the timeline that's necessary for the Trump administration. And you're throwing away one booster, one shot, one booster, gone away, $2 to $4 billion. That's the old-fashioned state competition, Cold War 20th century model. Now, cheaper the better, faster the better, and no small steps. There's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening. Good night.